Welcome back to Pickett Field. The fourth quarter will tell the tale of tonight's game. I'm Chris Conley. EverythingEvergreens.com is where you'll never miss a score, and you'll hear the podcast of every game, a website just for Everest fans, sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Bone and Joint Center, M&J Marine, Abra Auto Body, and the Brainerd Funeral Home. Appleton East has marched from their own 25-yard line all the way down to the Evergreen 6. We change sides, and it is first and goal for the Patriots. Patriots break the huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage. They are looking to score on the first play of the fourth quarter. Again, as the game wears on, Nick Bovant, fullback, 200-pounder, seems to loom larger in this Patriots offense. On first down, Bovant carries. He gets a seam. He's down to the goal line, but not in. He is stopped at the one-yard line. Knee went down before he stretched that ball out. Second and goal from the one. And the Evergreens again going to sub in some more big defensive linemen, as this is going to be mano a mano football from spotting the ball just outside the one. Second down. Fullback behind his quarterback. Handoff, goal line, not in, I don't think. Stopped at the goal line. No indication. They'll unpile, and the Evergreens have stopped that big fullback short. No, they're unpiling, waiting for an indication. Is this a touchdown? No, it's not.
Third down.
From inside the one-yard line. Up to the line of scrimmage quickly. Quarterback again to Bovant. Has his legs cut out. Second effort. He's forward and in. Touchdown. Wow, he tried to go up the middle, and the Evergreens were going to turn him back. He was able to slant just towards the outside and was able to get into the end zone. Almost a goal line stand by the Evergreens. Instead, both teams have had the ball just once in the second half, and both teams have scored. Appleton East still needs the extra point to tie this ball game. And Appleton East, we got a whistle, we got a penalty here. Appleton East was going to shift from two-point formation to... And they're going to wind up running this ball from further back. This is going to be... The offense was not set. This is going to be a false start. Penalty marker down, and let's wait for the officials. Yeah, the Appleton, even if you do that, the players have to be set, and they were not. The two outside linemen, as they were shifting, were in motion. I think they're going to wind up having to attempt this point after further back. Appleton East was going to rush up to the line and was going to try and go for 2 points. We're still waiting for an indication on what the penalty is. Several flags were thrown in here, and I think it's a false start. White hat is about to give us an indication of what we have here. And the Appleton East coach is out on the field looking for a further explanation. In fact, what we would like, though, is if the officiating crew would signal what the penalty is. I mean, flags have been thrown there, so something's going to be marked off. And from the reaction of the Appleton East bench, this penalty is going against them, I think. And since the kicking game is never a guarantee in high school football, you don't want to be trying these point after touchdowns from further back. Come on, Zebra, show us what the penalty is. And now the Appleton East coach is being told to go back to his own sideline. Appleton East is subbing in personnel. The penalty is on the Evergreens for having too many men on the field, so it is half the distance to the goal line, and Appleton East is going to go for two here. Yeah, the Evergreens had too many men on, so not a false start, too many men on the field. 12 instead of 11. Now the Evergreens, I think, want a timeout to get their defense lined up. So normally the point after touchdowns come from the hash 3 yards back, and now the Evergreens want a explanation as well. The Evergreens, I think, are making the case that these should be offsetting penalties. Too many men and a false start. The Evergreens crowd not happy about the delay either. And again, this is a situation where our officials are kind of losing game control here. So Coach Tim Strelo came out, and now the officials are going to huddle up. So the question is this try going to come from 1.5 yards out where Appleton East would go for two? Or is it going to try from the original hash 3 yards back when they would probably kick the field goal? Let's see the point after. And again, this officiating crew's been good tonight, but this is a moment where coaches want clarification, and we didn't get a definitive call on what the penalty was. They're keeping the ball at the 1.5 yard line. So it's the too many men on the field penalty that stands against the Evergreens. And East, trailing 14-13, is going for two. Peterson, the quarterback, is under center. Handoff to the goal line. I'm not sure if he's in. Roll back. Turn back. I don't think he got in. The try failed. And the Evergreens make a stand on the two-point try. And the Evergreens still have the lead, 14-13. Because the play was run from the 1.5 instead of the 3 yard line, Appleton East was tempted to going for two, and they roll snake eyes. 14-13, and the Evergreens will get the ball back. And the Evergreens defense, which has been giving up a lot of yards on the ground today, got a stand when they needed it the most. Nick Bovot, who had the 1 yard touchdown run, was denied on the 2 point conversion. Kelly! 14-13. 11:04 to play in the fourth quarter here, and the Evergreens will get the ball back. So as you get later and later into the fourth quarter, boy, possession becomes so important. The Evergreens will really be masters of their own destiny if they can score on this upcoming drive. Ty Strelo back to receive this kick from Fernando Vera. And Appleton East going to kick themselves. They didn't let Vera try the point after. Line drive kick bobbled back there. The Evergreens pick this up. This is Evergreens' Peyton Peterson. Peterson will not get back to the 20-yard line. That was a muffed kickoff. Peterson was still able to gather himself in, and the Evergreens will start first and 10 at the 18. The Evergreens move the ball on their first drive of the half, got a touchdown. Appleton East move the ball on their first drive of the half, got a touchdown too, but failed on the two-point try. 14-13 Evergreens, and the Trees have possession. Here's Ethan Ostrowski. Josh Bidenkowski is wide receiver split out high, and Bidenkowski is, there's no one covering Bidenkowski. Boy, they got to get the ball to him. They didn't see that. And it's handed off instead. What a missed opportunity for the Evergreens. The Evergreens had two receivers up high, and there was only one defensive back up there. Bidenkowski was jumping up and down trying to get his quarterback's attention, and they didn't see it. And instead, the Evergreens settle for a handoff up the middle that gets them just a couple of yards, and the Everest player is down on the play. Boy, oh boy. Josh Bidenkowski, who's 6'5", so I mean, you can just see him. There were only two defenders over there, and the Evergreens had two receivers, and Bidenkowski was leaping up and down like he was a jack-in-the-box, and his quarterback didn't see him. In the meantime, I think it is the Everest running back who carried this ball, who is down, and now popping up. That's Delton Zuliger. And Zuliger is coming off the field under his own power. Second and 9. Zuliger looks like a player who's going to return for the Evergreens. He's carried the ball a lot, and he has both of the Evergreens' touchdowns. And the Evergreens' Ethan Ostrowski goes over to the sideline to get the play. And now huddles his team up, and the Evergreens will come up. Now it is Jared Hallenbeck who is the receiver who split out wide. In fact, twins to either side. So the Evergreens look to spread the field here. Ostrowski puts a man in motion. Jet sweep to Ty Strelo. Strelo's speed. Well, he went in between the tackles and took a big hit. And no gain. Strelo did not get the corner on a jet sweep. Here comes 3rd and 9. No gain here. And the Evergreens are in danger of giving the ball back to the Patriots. This would be a lift for the Patriots' defense if they can get a 3 and out. The Evergreens need to move the ball out to near the 30-yard line. This is a passing situation. The Appleton East pass rush has been anemic today. When he has wanted to throw, Ethan Ostrowski has had a lot of time. Again, this is a four-receiver set, twins to either side. Ostrowski design rollout, good protection. Surveys, now he'll tuck and he'll run, and Ostrowski does not get the first down. He gets 5 yards and needed 9. Yeah, one of the reasons the Patriots haven't had much of a pass rush, they were dropping players back into coverage there, and Ostrowski, when you roll out, that cuts off half the field. Ostrowski just didn't see anything that he could do there. So in this 14-13 game, it's the Patriots' defense that has just stepped up, and the Evergreens are going to have to punt away. The Patriots figure to get good defense, a good position here. 14-13, 9 minutes to decide this when we are in the fourth quarter. Now we've got a whistle. It is the Evergreens. We're taking a timeout. The Evergreens didn't have enough players on the field. It is the Evergreens calling a timeout. The Evergreens did not have the right personnel on field here. Clock stops with 9:01 to play in the fourth quarter. I'll just tell you this to keep it in the back of your mind. Now, the ball is back at the 25-yard line, so it's not really a spot on the field where you would consider a fake punt. The Evergreens' final practice on Thursday, they ran every fake punt that they have in their playbook during the special teams part of their practice. You know, it's the last practice before your opening day, and what did the Evergreens do? In all of their special teams drills, the Evergreens have many fake punt sets. And I'm not sure if this is the time or place to try one, but the Evergreens practiced everything, and if it's in the playbook, it could always be dialed up. So let's see if the Evergreens are indeed going to kick this ball away on 4th and 4. The snap is going back to the punter. The Evergreens will indeed kick. It's a high kick, fair caught, and muffed. Ball is loose. That ball was muffed on the fair catch. We're going to have to unpile it. I believe Appleton East has it. They do. Officials signaled pretty quickly that at the 44-yard line, the Patriots will take over. Brennan Neitzel, that's his third punt, and all three of them have had really great hang time. All right. The Appleton East defense showed us something, and now the Evergreens defense right back out there. Patriots have good field position as the Evergreens went 3 and out. 5 up top, 8 in the box. Handoff, quarterback's going to keep it himself. And again, that misdirection just stymies the Evergreens. Fake to the big man, and Bennett Peterson is forward for 7 yards. The misdirection has been maddening for these Evergreens tonight. In a 14-13 game, the difference is a failed two-point try by Appleton East on their last possession. Second down now. Ball's in Everest territory at the 48. Man in motion. This time it is Bovent up the middle. He didn't get the first down. He got bent backwards. He's going to be at the sticks, but just a little bit short. Here comes 3rd and less than a yard from the 46. The football has moved to the 45. That will move the chains. Appleton East has won the battles on all of these short yardage situations except for the aforementioned two-point try. 3rd down. Everybody's in tight here. There's a single wing at the near side. Handoff. Bovent again hesitates for a moment, waited for his blocking. He's got the first down and then some. Gained 6 inside the 40 down to the 39-yard line. Do you see how this ball game might be setting up? 7.5 minutes to play in the game. And Appleton East has the ball now in Everest territory. Should East score, they'd retake the lead, but the Evergreens would get the ball with time for perhaps a game-winning drive. But a lot of plays and a lot of football between now and the final horn here. New set of downs. First and 10. Quarterback calls his own number. Evergreen's dissected that. Only 1 or 2 yards. Again, that's your backup quarterback, Bennett Peterson, calling his own number. Second and 8. And this next play will bring us under the 7-minute mark in the game. Both of these teams take a lot of time in the huddle. Both of these teams' defenses have struggled to get stops at times. No time like now for the Everest defense. Quarterback's under center again. Long count. Hand off to Bevent. No, it's a pitch. There's a block there. Gets the corner. Stopped short of the first down. Trent Harp. Again, the Evergreens swarm to the fullback, and the ball's pitched to the outside. Harp has gained 4 yards. It is third down and 4 or 5. Third down and 5. With the ball at the 33-yard line. This looks like four down territory to me. Unless the Evergreens can do something that changes the equation, like a stop for negative yardage. Third and 5. Getting late in this one. I've got a whistle. This is going to be a delay of game, I think. Thrown by the back judge. Let's see what we have here. If that penalty is against the Patriots, that's a bad penalty. But the Patriots are indicating that it may be against the Evergreens. Let's wait. Yeah, the Evergreens were slow getting a player off the field, so the Evergreens had 12 on the field there as the Evergreens were trying to make a late substitution. We're going to walk off 5 yards, and I think that's going to be an automatic first down, or if not, it's going to become third and very short. They're going to say, after the penalty, not quite enough for a first down, or we're going to have a measurement. But now, wait a minute, there shouldn't be a measurement in this game spot. The referee would look across the way and decide if it's 5 yards or not. And instead, the Zebras are huddling up like they may call for a measurement here. They are. Now, this is an officiating mechanics mistake. When you have a 5-yard penalty and it's close to 5 yards to go, you look across at where the down marker is and decide if there are 5 yards or not. So instead, on a dead ball, 5-yard penalty measurement, they're going to indicate first down. It may have been a first down anyway, but that's not the way the officiating is supposed to work in that spot. Patriots will get a new set of downs, first and 10 from the 28. I mean, for everyone, for coaches, for players, for officiating crews, for announcers. It's the first week of the season. But the officiating mechanics are not right. Somewhere, a head of official somewhere is shrugging his shoulders and sighing. Under 6 minutes to play in the game, first and 10 from the 28. Bovent will carry, got both hands around the ball, cuts it back inside for a short gain, 2 or 3 yards. On the undisguised handoffs to Bovent, the Evergreens seem to have that sniffed out now. The misdirection is still a challenge. Second and 8. 5.5 minutes to play. And again, should Appleton East score, the Evergreens are going to want whatever time is left for a possible game-winning drive. The time has just flown by in this second half, just long drives almost exclusively on the ground. Again, the Patriots with 0 yards through the air. This is a bobbled snap. No, to the end, to the corner, and stays in bounds. I think he's got a first down, and there's a late hit on the Evergreens, too. Was pitched out to Connor Crumda, who got the corner and then was hit after he went out of bounds. This is going to be a first down, and yardage is going to be added on to this play. And Crumda was trying to tightrope along the near sideline, so an extra Everest player came over, and they're going to say that that hit came after he had stepped out of bounds. The run itself was good for 6 yards, down to the 20-yard line, but I think we're going to mark this half the distance to the goal. I think. Official now indicating dead ball, personal foul against the Evergreens. That's exactly the way we saw it. The ball was at the 20-yard line. It will be marked down to the 10. 5:08 left in the game. The Evergreens lead 14-13, but the Patriots move inside the red zone now. This will be just inside the 10-yard line. It is first and goal. And here's a handoff carrying to the end zone. It's the fullback in, Nick Bovant. And we've had another lead change. The Patriots are back on top. Nick Bovant carries into the end zone from 10 yards out. So that is back-to-back touchdowns for the Patriots. They retake the lead. 19-14 with a point after try coming or a two-point conversion try. Let's see what the Patriots want to do here. Evergreens will have lots of time left to work with, 5:03 remaining in the game. So the Evergreens are going to draw this up as a potential game-winning drive. And it looks like the offense is staying on the field for a two-point attempt. A two-point attempt would make this a seven-point game. If you kick the extra point, the Evergreens could win it with 7 points. And instead, we're going to have a timeout here. I think the Patriots are taking the timeout. Yep, Appleton East wants to make no mistakes here on this fourth down try that's coming up. We'd like to thank all of our DCF sponsors who make this broadcast possible. The Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center, Abra Auto Body, M&J Marines, Basements Shoe and Clothing, the Bone and Joint Center, Telesti Kennedy and Dirks, Attorneys at Law, Country Fresh Meats, DeVorty Orthodontics, Intercity State Bank, and our many friends at the D.C. Everest Athletic Club. I'm Chris Conley. This has been an entertaining game. The Evergreens are now on the short end of a 19-14 score. Appleton East has scored back-to-back touchdowns with the Evergreens going three and out in between them. And we are assuming that the Patriots are going for two from 3 yards out, which would make it a seven-point game. We're at 19-14 now. Timeout is over. Yeah, there's no kicker coming onto the field here. The Patriots keep their offense on the field. Bennett Peterson, the quarterback. Peterson's going to be right under center, and everybody's in tight for this two-point try in what right now is a five-point game. Peterson's going to throw to the end zone all alone. It is their first pass of the game, caught by Spencer Bottrup in the back of the end zone. The two-point conversion is good. That is the first completion of the entire night for Appleton East. Our new score is 21-14. Spencer Bottrup extended both of his arms in victory. There was no one near him. The Evergreens sold out to stop the run. And Spencer Bottrup was unaccounted for in the back of the end zone. All right, boys. The Evergreens will get the ball back, trailing by a touchdown. 5:03 left. The Evergreens have one timeout remaining. This is probably the drive that will decide the game. If the Evergreens can put the ball in the end zone, well, then game on. Maybe we'll go to overtime against these Patriots for a second year in a row. If the Evergreens are stymied here, the Evergreens are going to have a long and unpleasant bus ride home from Appleton. Ball's on the tee. Here's Fernando Vera. Vera line drive kick. Ty Strelo to run this back. The speed of Ty from the 5-yard line up to the blocking. Wow, he took a hit in the head. No penalty. Strelo's out to the 25-yard line. One of the Appleton East players that came in there, there was helmet contact that's not called. Ty Strelo returns that 23 yards, and the Evergreens will start first and 10. Very few penalties called in this game. Normally you think the play might be a little sloppy for week one. Not the case here. Well played football game. The Evergreens had a 14-7 lead. The Patriots have scored two unanswered touchdowns. It's 21-14 East. And here come the Evergreens. This drive will tell the tale of week one Friday night. 5 minutes to play. Ethan Ostrowski at quarterback. Single receivers to either side from the pistol. A design rollout. Ostrowski looks to throw. Lots of time. Dances. Gets past one defender. Now he'll tuck it down and run. Ostrowski runs for 5 yards. Ostrowski made something out of nothing, and now we're going to have an injury timeout. One of the East upmen is slow getting to his feet. Clock will stop. Marcus Finley is up on his own feet and is now walking off under his own power, but he will have to leave the game after a stoppage. Fours are wild. 4:44 to play in the game, 2nd and 5. That was an injury timeout, so now that the player is out on the sidelines, the clock winds again. Again, lots of time to work with here, but the Evergreens have to assume that this is their last time with the ball. Ethan Ostrowski. Handoff up the middle. Evergreens carrying a couple of players with him, close to the first down. That's power running between the tackles there for the Evergreens, Delton Zuliger. And Zuliger has first down yardage, got 6. Clock stops momentarily while the chains are moved, and now the whistle sounds and the clock winds again. 4:20 to play, 4:19, 4:18, 4:17. 3 receivers up high, 1 down low for Ostrowski. Gets the snap, design rollout to that trip side. Tries to get the corner, he's going to call his own number. Turns it upfield, he's got 5, 6, 7, he's close to the first down. That ball may have come out. Is the ball loose? They're going to say he was down. Appleton East saw that ball on the turf. Ostrowski's knee was down when the ball came free. He gets credit for the 8-yard run out to the 44-yard line. Patriots bench, which the play is all the way on the other sideline. Patriots bench started jumping up and down when they saw that ball come free. Ostrowski was down. And it's 2nd and 1. So the Evergreens can run just about anything they want here. Maybe they take a shot downfield. Josh Bidenkowski to the near side. Again, there's no one covering the slot receiver here, and the Evergreens hand the ball off. And it's a short yardage gain up the middle to, I think, the first down marker. Brendan Neitzel carried for the Evergreens, and it is a first down. Again, the Evergreens have 2 receivers on that near side, and Appleton East has only 1 defender there. That time it was Ty Strelow in the slot who was uncovered. So Ostrowski, the Everest quarterback, he's played well today. He hasn't made any mistakes. But he is by the book in this game. And some of those opportunities have gone the Evergreens way that the Appleton East defense has made mistakes the Evergreens haven't capitalized on. On first down, the Evergreens pass over the middle. It's complete off a fake. Hallenbach with the completion for the Evergreens. Brian Hallenbach for 12 or 13 yards. Ball moves across midfield and into Appleton East territory. Now under 3 minutes to play. Again, the Evergreens, it's touchdown or bust in this point. They've got 1 timeout left. Clock winds again, and the ball rests at the Patriots' 42-yard line. This is a nice drive for the Evergreens. Design rollout. Ostrowski's going to keep it himself. Turns the corner, gets a block. He is stacked up and gets only 1 yard. He did get out of bounds, though, and that's going to stop the clock. But a small gain on first down. 2:31 left. Patriots defense won the battle there, did a good job of stringing that play out. No gain. Second down. Everything is 4 downs here. The Evergreens could not punt the ball, possibly from this part of the field, and they'd have no expectation of getting the ball back. On second down, hot snap, handoff up the middle, 3, maybe 4 yards. Delton Zuliger running between the tackles. Moves the ball inside the 40 to the 39-yard line. Here is 3rd down. And 6. Now the Evergreens would go on 4th down here, so 2 plays to gain 6 yards. But again, the pressure now is on the Evergreens. They're the team that has to produce. Now trailing 21-14 and under 2 minutes to play in the game on this snap. Ostrowski, handoff up the middle, lunging forward, close to the first down is Delton Zuliger. He is just short, I think, based on where they're going to spot this ball. 1.5 yards short. Gets the ball to the 35-yard line.
He needs to get between the 34 and the 33. It is 4th and 2, and the Evergreens are going for it. If the Patriots' defense stops them, the game is essentially over, and the Patriots will have a victory here. The Evergreens have picked up 2 fourth downs in this half, so the Evergreens have been good on 4th down. Crowd rises, trying to cheer the home team on. 4th and 2, game on the line. Evergreens hand it off up the middle. 1st down, Evergreens, maybe. This depends on the spot. Up the middle is Delton Zuliger, and we're going to have to unpile and see what happens here. I think the spot is enough for a 1st down, I think. The Patriots, though, are coming off the field and celebrating. There will not be a measurement where that ball is spotted. The Evergreens are a yard short. The Evergreens try something between the tackles on 4th and 2, and they are short and have turned the ball over. 1:09 left in the game. The Patriots can take a knee and are going to come away with a home Week 1 victory. They're in victory formation against the Everest defense. The Evergreens have only 1 timeout. Quarterback Bennett Peterson takes a knee. The Evergreens, I believe, will spend their timeout. The clock continues to run. 1 minute. Now under a minute. The Evergreens had to use a timeout earlier. Leaves with only 1 in their pocket. 2nd down, again in victory formation with the clock moving. 46, 45, 44. Appleton East up to the line of scrimmage again. Quarterback takes a knee, and now the Evergreens, I think, will use that final timeout. Clock continues to run. 33, 32. The Evergreens, I think, are going to want to stop the clock here and force Appleton East maybe to punt, as this is going to be a 3rd down play. Clock continues to move. 22, 21, 20. It's 21-14 Patriots. The Evergreens went for it on 4th down and were stopped. Needed a touchdown, got the ball down to the 36-yard line and no closer. Now down under 10 minutes to play in the game. The Evergreens going to take a final timeout. Actually, the Evergreens are not. This clock is just going to run down to zeros. Congratulations to the Appleton East Patriots. This was a good and entertaining game. It's just tough that it came out the Evergreens on the short end. Final score, Patriots 21, DC Everest 14. Back to recap after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We'd like to thank everyone for attending tonight's football game, supporting the outstanding Patriots football team. Patriots game is away next Thursday at noon.
Welcome back to Pickett Field in Appleton, where just moments ago the Appleton East Patriots started off the Evergreen season with a loss, 21-14. I'm Chris Conley. Patriots scored on the first drive of the game, an 83-yard touchdown drive that they put together, marching down the field with nothing but runs. But Terry Harp's touchdown run was kind of fluky. The ball was pitched to him, it bounced off the turf and came right back to him, and then he scampered down the sidelines for a 28-yard dash. 7-0 Patriots. The Evergreens answered with a drive late in the first quarter, set up by a good punt return and then a catch downfield by Ty Strelo. Delton Zuliger scored for the Evergreens on a 13-yard run with 10:08 to play in the half, tying the game at 7-7. That's where we were at halftime. The Evergreens got the ball to start the third quarter and had a 7-minute drive. They drived all the way down the field. Delton Zuliger capped the drive with a 2-yard touchdown run. The Evergreens had a lead 14-7. But the fourth quarter belonged to the Patriots. Patriots marched all the way down the field. Their fullback, a 200-pound junior, Nick Bovot, scored from 1 yard out. The Evergreens on the extra point try had too many men on the field, and the Patriots decided to go for a 2-point conversion, and they failed. The Evergreens still had a 14-13 lead. Things turned south for the Evergreens after that. The Evergreens had a three and out, gave the ball right back to the Patriots, and they scored what turned out to be the game-winning touchdown with 5:03 left in the game. Nick Bovant had a 10-yard touchdown run. The Patriots completed a pass for a two-point conversion, making it 21-14. And with 5 minutes remaining, the Evergreens did have a chance for a game-tying touchdown. They got the ball down to the 36-yard line on 4th and 2. The Evergreens handed the ball up the middle and came up 1 yard short, leading to our final score, Appleton East 21, DC Evers 14. The wins will come for this team. Oshkosh West will be our home opener next week at Steam Stadium. The game will kick off at 7 o'clock. Our Fox Sports game night coverage begins at 6:30. We hope to see you there to start the Labor Day weekend. But no love on week one. It's a quiet ride home for the Evergreens. They have lost to Appleton East 21-14. That wraps up our game night coverage. Liz Holbrook will have a final word from our Fox Sports game night studio. Thank you for being with us today, and have a great weekend. A safe ride home, Everest fans. Again, the Evergreens are a touchdown short today, 21-14, and congratulations to our hosts, the Appleton East Patriots. I'm Chris Conley. Good night, everybody.